It is the day after Thanksgiving, and we hope that you're recovering nicely. This is Kim and Mike Burge, and it's time now for the good stuff.
Sounds like it's time to pair your Tri-State Livestock News with your morning cup of coffee. Packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And cattlemen, save this date, Monday, December 4th, coming up very soon for the TK Angus 40th Production Bull and Female Sale, hosted at the ranch east of Valentine, selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered spring-bred females, plus the dispersal of our 2016 fall pairs, cattle bred with a commercial cattleman in mind. Again, the sale, Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Valentine. Or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff for this Friday?
Okay, actually, I'm still a little bit on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I got something too.
Yeah, okay, there we go. There's just too many good things. This is Grandma's invitation. Dear family, I'm not dead yet. Thanksgiving is still important to me. If being in my last will and testament is important to you, then you might consider being with me for my favorite holiday. Dinner is at 2 o'clock, not 2:15, not 2:05. 2 o'clock. Arrive late and you get what's left over. Last year, that moron Marshall fried a turkey in one of those contraptions and practically burned the deck off the house. This year, the only peanut oil used to make the meal will be from the secret scoop of peanut butter I add to the carrot soup. Now, the house rules are slightly different. This year, because I have decided that 47% of you don't know how to take care of nice things, paper plates and red Solo cups might be bad for the environment, but I'll be gone soon, and that will be your problem to deal with. Here's some new house rules. The no cans for kids rule still exists. We are using 2-liter bottles because your children still open a third can before finishing the first two. Parents can fill a child's cup when it is empty. All of the cups have names on them, and I'll be paying close attention to refills. Another rule, Chloe, last year we were at Trudy's house, and I looked the other way when your Jell-O salad showed up. This year, if Jell-O salad comes in the front door, it will go right back out the back door to the garbage. Save yourself some time, honey. You've never been a good cook, and you shouldn't bring something that wiggles more than you. Buy something from the bakery. Grandmothers give grandchildren cookies and candy. This is a fact of life. Your children can eat healthy at your home. At my home, they can eat whatever they like as long as they finish it. I cook with bacon and bacon grease. That's nothing new. Your being a vegetarian doesn't change the fact that stuffing without bacon is like egg salad without eggs. Even the green bean casserole has a little bacon grease in it. That's why it tastes so good. Not eating bacon is just not natural. And as far as being healthy, look at me. I've outlived almost everyone I know. Salad at Thanksgiving is a waste of space. I do not like cell phones. Leave yours in the car. I do not like video cameras. There are 32 people here. I am sure you can capture lots of memories without the camera being pointed at me. Being a mother means you have to actually pay attention to your children. I have nice things, and I don't put them away just because company is coming over. Mary, watch your kids, and I'll watch my things. Rhonda, a cat that requires a shot twice a day is a cat that has lived too many lives. I think staying home to care for the cat is your way of letting me know that I have lived too many lives too. I can live with that. Can you? Words mean things. I say what I mean. Let me repeat. You don't need to bring anything means you don't need to bring anything. And if I did tell you to bring something, bring it in the quantity I said. Really, this doesn't have to be difficult. Dominoes and cards are better than anything that requires a battery or an on-off switch. That was true when you were kids, and it's true now that you have kids. Showing up for Thanksgiving guarantees presents at Christmas. Not showing up guarantees a card that may or may not be signed. In memory of your grandfather, the back fridge will be filled with beer. Drink until it is gone. I prefer wine anyway, but one from each family needs to be the designated driver. I really mean all of the above. Love you, Grandma. That's Grandma's invitation for Thanksgiving dinner.
That really hits everybody, doesn't it?
Yes.
One way or the other.
It does.
And don't forget, Saturday is Shop Small Town Saturday. Support your local businesses. And we are thankful for all of you listening to The Good Stuff.